When work flies out of control, Harrelson's Own keeps me cool as a cucumber.
Life can be chaotic, but Harrelson's Own CBD helps keep you calm through any storm.
It's just the best you've ever felt in your natural state.
Go to harrelsonzone.com now.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Today, a best of version of the show, an episode that you will enjoy. General Michael Flynn. We discuss Rush Limbaugh. We discuss this program and how Rush inspired it. And now General Flynn says most graciously that we may be becoming the next Rush. Now, look, there will never be another Rush. He sits right up there every show. I was lucky enough to be on his show about 4 weeks before he died. I was lucky enough to meet him back then when I got his autograph. And I've never had a more powerful mentor other than the Lord in my life. And so there will never be another Rush. This microphone here, a gift to me from the Commander's Artist. A lot of the things that we are given in life, I think that we honor those that give the gift by displaying the gift. No different here. But today, General Flynn and I will discuss that photo. Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm going to discuss it. The photo taken at Clay Clark's office where there are some people that might have suggested that we are members of the Illuminati, ladies and gentlemen. Illuminati! Clay Clark, Doug Billings, General Flynn, look at that picture. Look at what they're standing in front of. Oh, my God! And they speculate, and people put forth lies and slander, and because they're possessed by the devil. And you know who I'm talking about. That picture represents Clay's life. He had an artist draw it. He said, draw something that represents my life with God at the top, overseeing my entire life, my family, my businesses, everything that I believe in underneath it. And that's the picture that you see. Not Illuminati. We're not drinking the blood of children or goats or animals. We're not doing anything immoral. We're following Jesus Christ. And we're bringing Jesus to people at the events that we host. My event in Branson, Missouri, just last a couple of months ago, weeks ago, rather, in December, early December. People took a knee on Sunday in a service and invited Jesus into their lives. Clay Clark's events, I've seen hundreds, if not thousands, of people baptized in the Lord Jesus. We bring people to Jesus so that Jesus can reign, so that he might be recognized in the divine providence of God himself, again, have the right focus for this nation and this republic as intended by God and the founding fathers. So that's about enough of the oxygen I'll give those slanderous, evil comments that are made by a few people in the conservative movement who are obviously on a kook fringe of reality and who continue to sow divisiveness. And you all know, look, we get 3.5 million people here every month. We don't need to coddle to that crowd. They'll come over here and they'll drop and lob grenades because they're bots and they're zealots and because they're kooky. But we're not going to get into any of that. You'll hear no names mentioned here. We just know that you are the most intellectually mature audience in all of podcast land. And I look forward to every edition of this show with you. You have blessed and honored me more than I deserve. And I hope to return the favor by delivering to you truth unfettered with hopium and look at you and tell you what the truth is and how that we as a team of patriots should reclaim this republic for God away from the communist socialist movement that is now pervasive through this nation. So this week, we're going to reflect on some of the past shows that we've done, some of the past events, along with some new content sprinkled in. But today, a best of edition of the show with General Michael Flynn, my friend, and anyone who would suggest or believe for a moment that he's somehow compromised or a member of the deep state or a member of the Illuminati. Please make sure that you reach out and tell those that are possessed by the enemy that would suggest such things that they're incorrect and that they should ask General Flynn for forgiveness, and more importantly, ask God the Father and Holy Spirit for forgiveness, because it's a slanderous, treacherous lie that they've uttered. Are you ready for this edition of The Right Side with Doug Billings? I know I am. Let's go.
What you are experiencing is truth and knowledge in the place where liberal intellectual immaturity is exposed and determined patriotism is born. You're on The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Thanks for watching and listening all around the world, the planet. We appreciate your support. Today, back with us again, General Michael Flynn, a friend of the program who's been very good to us. And Mike, General Mike, thank you, my friend. Thanks for being back. It was good to meet you in Tulsa. We appreciate you And because of you, this program has just been so blessed with a lot of support, and all of that, much of that is due to you. Thank you.
Well, I just want to say thank you as well for allowing me some time and to have a conversation again about what's happening in the country. And I know one of the things before I go on a diatribe here about where I think you're at and where I think are the voices of conservatism are at. I just remembered that the our conversation about the wine bottle, that photo is going viral. So that's a good thing, because I want people to understand that that bottle has not been opened yet. And one day you and I are going to join together and drink that bottle of wine and enjoy it for what it means. So anyway, amen. that'll go over well. So here's where I think we're at. And I think, and this is really to you and your audience. And I said this maybe to you before, maybe I said it privately, maybe I said it on the last time we spoke, but, you know, I was always a big fan of Rush Limbaugh, and Rush came, and his audience came to the aid of my family and I through Rush asking for prayers and asking for financial support for my legal defense fund. At the time, I was being persecuted, and so no one will ever be able to replace Rush Limbaugh, the EIB, the Golden Mike. You know, he's not only a legend, but he's leaving a legacy of honesty and humility and conservatism and Americanism in our for all of us. So and for the nation, and really for the world, because he was really a voice for so many people around not only our country, but around the world to understand really where the truth was at. So when I met you and we first talked, you really did remind me of that same sort of voice, that same sort of character, because you really are a person who carries a strong sense of yourself and your belief in this country and your belief in conservatism, your belief in Americanism, and you do it with a real humble, honest, truthful, and open style. And so I appreciate that. I mean, I really do. I really do, because I miss Rush Limbaugh, and I miss his voice, you know, periodically. Some of the others are going to call him, you know, the right wing guy, you know, they were terrible, you know, after his fight and his battle with cancer. But as I look around the community of voices and the community of conservatism and Americanism, really, because you're not about Republican and Democrat, you're really about America. And I think that that's something that we should cherish in those who are out there trying to communicate a message to America. So I just want to say to you, Doug, personally, thank you for being that way. Thank you for being the humble person that you are. And thank you for allowing me to speak to, you know, currently your 3 million or so listeners. And I think that audience is going to grow in time, and it's going to grow rapidly.
Wow. General Flynn, thank you. I mean, that's such a high compliment. I find myself speechless. And if you knew me, that's hard to do. A high compliment to be compared to Rush Limbaugh. And, you know, we all miss him. No one can replace him. And for you to say that, sir, thank you very much indeed. I want you to know it touches me. Thank you.
I mean it.
Thank you. Well, I do have that bottle of wine. It's sitting on the table behind me. You and I met in Tulsa a few weeks ago. I had the bottle of wine with me. We took a picture. And I look forward to the day, sir, where this entire nightmare is that we awake from it, that it's the situation is righted and corrected, yeah, and that we can crack open that bottle of wine together.
Yeah. And here's where I think we are. You know, there's still this struggle, this tension, to discover the truth. And again, if you know, two giant competitors, you know, engaged in a sporting contest, and you know, you have both fans on both sides, and both sides wants to see their competitor win. And they look at it and they see when America sees a fair and open an honest and transparent contest, and their particular competitor you know, doesn't win, you feel bad about that competitor and you say, you know, all right, it was a great contest. It was a great game. We'll get them next time. That's not how the American people feel about the 3rd of the November 2020 presidential election. They do not feel that way at all. And I'm not telling you that it's just the 80 plus million people that voted for Donald J. Trump. It's a lot of people. There's a lot of Americans, you know, and all of the pundits and the think tanks and the politicians in Washington, D.C. can say what they want. There's an awful lot of people in this country that are going, oh, I don't know, that election was not right. Something was not right. So when we look at the tactics of the current state of the playing field, so to speak, or the battlefield, from, you use a military vernacular, there are still cases out there. There's still people engaged in trying to discover the truth. Yet we see the left with a capital L sending legions of lawyers to fight tooth and nail to expose the truth. And like, and the biggest example is out in Maricopa County, Arizona, with this ongoing audit that it's actually, the audit is being live streamed, Doug. It's being live streamed. So, I mean, what more can you do than live stream it so everybody in the world can watch it? Yet there's lawyers out there that are representing who? Who are they representing? Are they representing the Democratic Party? Are they representing the socialist left in this country? Who is it that they're representing to basically block and tackle from exposing the truth? And it's really a shame, because the American people, you know, and I will always say this, that because I learned this lesson, and I learned it in spades, and I learned it from letters that people wrote to me. I learned it in messages that were sent to me and my family. And I learned it in that now many of the conversations that I'm having with the American people as I go around to places like Tulsa. And I have a chance to speak face to face to some of these folks. When you persecute somebody like they persecuted me, and when you persecute the president of the United States like they did to President Donald J. Trump, from the moment he said he was going to run, but really from the moment that he won the election on the 8th of November back in 2016, when they persecute people who the American people put into office, they're persecuting the American people. And it is the American people who are they're the ones that are saying, hey, look, don't attack that guy like that. If we decide that we don't like him, we'll make that decision. Not you in the media, not you in the tech titan world who does nothing more than censor us and cancel us. So the American people are in a place now where they've decided something is not right. We're going to get to the bottom of it, and we're not going to allow ourselves to go forward to the degree that we normally would had it been a tough engagement, a tough sporting match, and you know the best man in this case won. Where that wasn't the case. That wasn't the case. So that's where we are today. And the American people are, they're out of the state of shock. So they're out of the state of shock. And now they are starting to reflect on what to do about it. And so my thing, as you mentioned, where we met out in Tulsa, you know, my thing out there and elsewhere, because Tulsa was kind of the first shot heard around the world. I think in this historic moment where we met, this is about a call to action. And the call to action is you've got to quit complaining about the political people that we have at the local, state, and federal level. Mm-hmm. And you've got to get involved, folks. You've got to get involved. And people have to. And I've seen it now. So I've now seen people who have come to me and said, you know, Flynn, I'm going to get off the couch. I've always been a voter, but I raised my kids. I was a businessman or a businesswoman. And I thought I was engaged, but boy, I realized I took this country for granted, and I took my own situation in my own county and my own country, my own town for granted.
Right, so, General. Yes. Amen. Well met and well heard. We have to take a break. Ladies and gentlemen, General Michael Flynn here with us. We're going to be right back with the general after this break, after the sojourn into capitalism. We'll be right back after this. Hang with us.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the set of The Right Side with Doug Billings, where I am now less, and less is more. Since August 1st, I'm down 62 pounds, and now here we are well after Christmas, and I want to share this with you. I feel called to share it with you. I think that we all need to be the best version of ourselves if we're going to engage in the fight to save this republic from the grips of communist socialism. And so I want to talk to you today about the right side of health. Send your name and ask for information about how I lost 62 pounds since August. Text your name to 913-428-0777. 913-428-0777. Or if you'd like, go to www.rightsidehealth.com. .us, rightsidehealth.us. Both will get you to the place you need to be. Look at these before and after pictures that have been up there. Unbelievable. I had to get there and before I got here. And so if you're faced with that kind of before situation, there is an after, and it's right there at the right side of health. Ladies and gentlemen, God bless you. Cheers. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the set of The Right Side with Doug Billings. Hey, do you want to escape tyranny? I mean, really escape it. Are you in a blue state, or are you in a state that, is run and led and managed by commie socialists? Oklahoma may be your answer. Oklahoma is your answer. A thoroughly red state. Every county in that state voted for President Trump, and Shaw Homes is here to help you. Look, the governor, great guy. The commander of the National Guard of Oklahoma, not going to enforce the jab mandates. ShawHomes.com, ladies and gentlemen, promo code Doug. ShawHomes.com, S-H-A-W Homes.com. If you use the promo code Doug, they will pay your closing costs and give you up to $11,000 of upgrades on any home. Get out of the tyranny. Move to Oklahoma. Look up ShawHomes.com, promo code Doug today. Escape the tyranny. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings, where I dispense at my leisure and with joy intellectual maturity to you, the most intellectually mature audience in all of podcast land. General Michael Flynn back with us. General, okay, so we left before the last break. You're talking about Americans getting involved. Clearly, the left, the commune socialist side, as I refer to them, They have done that very well. We have not, on the conservative side, we have not been as good as we could have been with regards to getting involved, getting loud, and letting our voices be heard. And that's, you know, you mentioned the American people are coming out of the stage of shock. It's kind of like that old book by Kubler-Ross, The Stages of Grieving, right? And so we're working our way through these stages of grieving the loss, the theft of an election. And we are now ready. We need, to your point, in Tulsa, when I heard you give that fantastic speech, the solution is not that General Flynn is going to solve the problem. President Trump is not going to solve the problem. Doug Billings won't solve it. We, the people, have to solve the problem.
Right. So here we are, Doug, and this is my counsel, my stern counsel to your listeners and to America, is that we have to quit complaining and we have to get involved. And I mean, if I become a broken record about getting involved, I'm going to, because every one of us, every American citizen who cares about this country, who cares about their children, who cares about their grandchildren, who cares about this beautiful experiment in democracy, who tries to understand and definitely cares about the rights and the responsibilities that we have as American citizens, you know, based on our Constitution. If we want to continue to have this constitutional republic, we have to get involved in our communities, whether it's at the parish level or whether it's at the township level or in the counties, within the school committees. We the people are responsible for this country, not the political class, not the tech titans, not the media. And so so we have to get involved. And that means that we have to take responsibility. So I'm telling people in this country, take responsibility. Understand that it comes with risk. But with that risk, with that taking of risk, it also, what it does for you is you begin to understand that you have a potential in you. So now I'm talking to every single person that listens to this podcast. You have a potential inside of you that you don't fully understand yet. And that potential inside of every one of us, it comes with taking a risk to do something more than you are currently doing in your daily life. And that means that, you know, we go about our daily lives and we take all of this beauty for granted and we take our freedoms for granted and we just go about our day. And that's okay. In some cases, it's okay because I know that there's moms, particularly moms out there, women out there who are the, you know, they're the ones that are raising their children or our children, our American children. And they're the ones that are running small businesses. They're the ones that are taking, you know, the soccer moms, they're taking the kids to school. So I talk about women in a slightly different way because the demographic situation in our country has shifted quite a bit. And so women are, I actually think, have a much, much greater role. And there's a lot of women out there and that I talk about when I talk about this difference between and a desire for liberty and a desire for order in our lives. And I recently wrote about this, and maybe I'll send you that article if I didn't already, but about, you know, the sort of protecting liberty while at the same time desiring order in our lives. So we want our freedoms. We want our ability to do this, to have a conversation, to freely speak our minds, to go out there and peaceably protest, to go out there and practice our religious faiths. But at the same time, we want a sense of order. And there's this constant tension between those two, because the order that I want my safety and my security. You know, so if I dial 911 on my phone, I want a police officer to show up to protect me in some regard. And that comes with, you know, I pay my taxes to my local town, to my local county, and that takes care of a police force. But I also want the federal highways to not have giant potholes in them. I want the bridges to be able to be crossable in this country. So there's an order that we have to pay for, and there's an order that we expect, but there's a tension at that. And that's where we, the people, come in. And we have to always put that order into check. And we do it through voting for people who understand what it is that their responsibilities are. The founders, Doug, didn't give the federal government a lot of responsibility. I mean, they really didn't give the federal government a lot of responsibility. They gave, thank God, the founders gave states a certain set of rights and responsibilities, because if they did not, the way this election went, if we had not had a states' rights kind of situation, this is where a lot of people have learned a lot about states' legislatures and states' responsibilities for voting. And I think a lot of that was usurped. A lot of that was usurped by weak politicians who we have to get rid of at states levels. And we have to certainly get rid of at the federal level, principally in the Republican Party. So we have this tension, and that tension is necessary in order to maintain our liberty, in order to have order in this country. But we don't want to do it at the expense of our liberties. We want to have it at the benefit of our liberties. And so that tension exists. And I think that people need to understand that.
I agreed. And that's a good template to follow, General. I think that with regards to our side, you know, too many rhinos, first of all, pretending to be conservatives. And as President Trump has said, and I have echoed his thoughts on the third party, we don't have time for a third party. That would be a waste of, right. We would lose more seats than we win. It would take decades. And so that, you know, so the frustration can't be vented through the creation of a third party. The frustration that America has can only be resolved by involvement. And, you know, you, Lynn Wood, Sidney Powell, you know, Mike Lindell, giving us this template, showing us the data, and then it's up to us. And we the people need to step up. And, you know, you mentioned, you know, the ability to push 911 and have the police come to our rescue. The police are under attack. I mean, you know, if right. Communist socialists had their way, there would be no police in this country.
Yeah. So law enforcement, you know, our law enforcement professionals, the men and women who are on the front lines of freedom domestically in our country, and there's probably 900,000 of them, you know, around the country, certainly at the state, local, and tribal levels. So, I mean, that number, you know, when you think about it, it's extraordinary. And our rule of law in this country, the basics of our rule of law are protected by, you know, the men and women in blue, and they are threatened. And because of this shift And it's frankly coming from a very small group of people in this country, you know, who bring in, you know, the idea of color as something that is a problem with this country. Color's not a problem in this country. The ideology is the problem. You know, the ideology of Marxism, the ideology of socialism, the ideology of, you know, whatever you said, commune socialism or something like that.
Yes.
And you know, again, sort of in this battle with the idea of democracy and the idea of constitutionalism and basically just basic freedoms. So the police officers, the law enforcement professionals, certainly at the local level, at the county level, our great sheriff's associations and our great sheriffs around this country, I mean, they are absolutely threatened. And then some of them won't say it, like Grady Judd down in, I think, Polk County, Florida, who's a terrific, you know, voice of a lot of the sheriffs, a lot of the law enforcement professionals. I mean, hey, look, these are men and women who are joining, and they're joining the safety and security effort in our country to help their own communities. And many of them are from those communities. And I would venture to say we have a lot of veterans who get out of the military and then go join law enforcement. And I love that. I love that because they understand service. And what these people are doing is they are serving each and every one of us. And they're threatened by all this nonsense that we hear, all this, you know, all this sort of just beating them down. It's, you know, so it's tough these days if you're trying to run a legitimate, you know, honest police force, which I would say 99.9% of them all are across the country, that it's hard to recruit. It's hard to hire people. Right. It's hard to keep people, good people on the force. So, I mean, we've got to protect, you know, talk about liberty and order. We've got to protect our men and women in blue. We've Amen. Got to protect our law enforcement professionals, and we've got Amen. To stand up for them and talk more about them.
Amen. And we will. We got to take a break, General. Before we go, there is no systemic racism problem in the police departments across America. There's no systemic racism problem in America in general. And we can pick up on that on the other side of this break. Ladies and gentlemen, don't go away. Right back on The Right Side with Doug Billings with General Michael Flynn. Stay with us.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the set of The Right Side with Doug Billings. Hey, COVID-19 can be prevented and treated. DrStellaMD.com. DrStellaMD, StellaMD.com. You know Dr. Stella Emanuel. She's one of the frontline doctors. She has hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, all of the vitamins, C, D, E, zinc, and all of that that you need to take. She's got her own line of those kinds of vitamins and ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. So you want to go to drstellamd.com. Sign up and get some of those drugs. Enter the promo code Doug. Promo code Doug gets you discounts, and you want to have some of this on hand. I've got it in my bathroom medicine cabinet on hand just in case. drstellamd.com. Promo code Doug, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you. Cheers.
Love your car, and when you get in an accident, you'd love to get it back as soon as possible and looking like new. We're Jerome's Collision Center, and when you need us, we'll be there for you. Jerome's Collision Center. Find out for yourself.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings, where we meet every time with determined prayer and determined patriotism. Determined patriotism is the hard work of it all. And we're talking about a lot of those things with General Michael Flynn today. Determined patriotism, getting involved, and, changing the tide of the commie socialist trend in America. General Flynn, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Thanks a lot. I love that determined prayer and determined patriotism. That's a great moniker for who we are and what we need. We definitely, I always tell people, Doug, that prayer is the most powerful weapon system known to man. And if it was one thing that guided and assisted my family during these years of just incredible political persecution was prayer. And there was a lot of people that prayed for our family. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you, it worked. I'm sitting here talking to you today because of the millions and millions of people that prayed for my family and I. So I want to say, just for all the listeners and anybody listening to this podcast, you know, on an expanded note, just thank you for your prayers.
Amen. Well, we have to begin there. I think that if when we look at the American Republic, we have the benefit of having two documents that are, besides the Bible, these two documents are divinely inspired by God, our Declaration of Independence and our Constitution. Mm-hmm. And we want to put America first. We want those documents again to be hailed and put forth in their rightful place. And I think prayer obviously is where we need to begin to see the victory that God has already promised us. I think we just have to give ourselves permission to believe that God has already won. We just need to see it through for him. But General, tell me, and thank you for those comments. You have started a new 501c, americasfuture.net. I want you to tell us about that.
Yeah. So it's a 501c3. It's one of the longest and oldest 501c3s in the country. It was started really in 1946. After World War II, and it was begun by some really great Americans, and people can look at our website, americasfuture.net. We basically stand for American values. We promote American values, and we promote the American way of life and the American economic system. Those are our two bedrock foundational values and principles. And we've been around for a long time. I recently took over as the chairman for americasfuture.net from a great mentor of mine, a Major General Jack Singalove, Major General retired Jack Singalove, who's a World War II hero and a member of the OSS and helped form the original CIA. And he and I have had many discussions about that organization over the last decade or so. But I took it over about 2 weeks ago, and we are going to go around the country. We're going to talk about America's future, and we are going to promote, educate, train, and grant scholarships and look and seek particularly young people who are out there in their communities promoting American values and American conservatism, because this is really what it's all about. We have a set of principles that you can discover on americasfuture.net. It's a 501c3, and people can go there and donate to it. You can subscribe to it. There's, you know, we're still making some adjustments, but it allows me, Doug, to have a platform for America's future and to talk about America's future and to talk about American values, to talk about Americanism, to talk about American exceptionalism, to talk about the greatness of our country. We are all about the Constitution. We are all about conservative values and not Republican or Democratic values and political ideas. We're really about conservative principles and values. And we look at the country and say, what is best for America? And that's who we are. You can find us at americasfuture.net. And I really appreciate you allowing me to have a few minutes to talk about it. It's a really
Absolutely.
Important endeavor.
Absolutely, General. Anytime. And very important. And, I believe that most people in America, the vast majority of people, live their lives as conservatives, whether they articulate that or not. They right. to some degree, everybody's life has some element of conservatism in it. And to your point earlier, the radical mob, about that much, you know, a very tiny minority of people is controlling the narrative on the left. When you are engaged in this new organization, it's not new, but it's new to you, the right. americasfuture.net. And as you travel the country and we speak, as you just did, about the future of conservatism, do you see a red flag with regards to how many new young conservatives are coming up through the ranks? Are we depleted in that area? Do we need to spend more time with the youth of the country?
Yeah. So the answer is yes. We need to spend more time with the youth of this country. I think that there's some great organizations out there that exist, like Turning Point as an example. You know, I just think that there's some places out there where we are engaged with young people, particularly in colleges and universities around the country. And I think if I can help that out, I would love to help that out and partner. Well, the one thing that I do know that I have learned, and I know from my time in the military, that you can't win alone. The Army can't win alone. The Navy can't win alone. You win as a you participate really as a joint force. You have to win as a multinational coalition. And that's the way I am approaching AmericasFuture.net. We are going to join partners with different organizations and 501c4s, other 501c3s who have similar values and similar ideas, particularly as it relates to young people and getting young people engaged, getting the message out, debating and teaching and educating at the precinct level, at the parish level, at the township level, and definitely at the county level. When we think about this country is 3,006 counties. 3,006 is a small number to me in terms of, you know, the kinds of responsibilities that I've had for people in my lifetime, and certainly my military, the privilege that I had served in the military, my military experiences and the responsibilities that I took on. But so 3,006 counties in this country, and you know, I actually think that we can find leaders in every single one, and they don't have to be political leaders. They might be a woman who's on the school committee, who's like got strong conservative values, and she's fighting for her own children and her own and those in her community. It might be at the state level. It might be in a Christian community, particularly the Christian community. I think we have a lot of pastors who talk a lot. And they know the Bible, but they don't relate the Bible to the Constitution, which they should. And that's a leader type Christian religious leader. And so we have some religious leaders. I think now I met a couple out in Tulsa prior to the event that we had in Oklahoma, who are stepping into the political fray, who have said, I'm going to step away from the pulpit and I'm going to go join the political fray because I feel like my freedoms are at risk. My basic rights are at risk. And so I'm going to get involved because, you know, there's people just like there is in warfare, you find people who are great staff guys back in garrison. And all of a sudden, when you go to the battlefield, you know, they get weak knees and that happens in politics. I think we have a lot of weak knees in Washington, D.C. right now. We have a lot of people who don't want to step into the fray and we don't need them anymore. That's the rhinos, right?
Right.
That's some of the quote unquote political leaders. And I use leaders very loosely in defining some of them. There's only a couple. There's really only a couple that we have who willingly put themselves in the breach every day. There's only a couple. And I mean, it's a small, small handful, probably less than 10. And yet the rest of them are voting for people to be representing the United States of America with this current administration. And they're not even asking them the tough questions. A lot of these people were involved in Spygate. A lot of these people were involved in Russiagate.
Right.
I mean, so, but yet the Republicans are voting for them. Why? Why are they doing that? Why aren't they still complaining about the 3 November election? You know, they know that there was misrepresentation. They know that there was fraudulent activity, major league fraudulent activity. So anyway, I think that we need to partner, and we need to partner with like-minded groups and like-minded individuals, and the American people expect that of us. The American people know that when they're being asked, like I say, and I'll say it right now, the American people are being asked to donate to all kinds of causes, right? The one thing that I would tell the American people is don't give a dime to the Republican National Party. Don't give a dime to a state GOP party, unless you've met the person and met or listened to or heard them in a sufficient way talk about America. When they talk about themselves and what they need, you know, don't give them a dime. If you go find the person, if it's a person who you trust that's going to be running for the local dog catcher and you're a dog owner, then go give them, you know, help them get elected. Right. And I'm not kidding about that. I'm serious about that.
Yep.
Go and seek these people out, find out who they are, develop a relationship or a trust in them, either remotely or physically, because you have met them. But don't give to these big Republican established organizations, because I'm going to tell you what I saw the Republican National Party do to Donald J. Trump in terms of the money that he raised for them. And then they didn't spend a dime trying to help him defend himself. Yep. And here we are out. We're out in the country right now. There's a group of Mike Lindell's Mike Lindell is a national hero. I would go to war with Mike Lindell today. I'd go work for Mike Lindell today. Mike Lindell is trying to get the message out about what happened, about, you know, absolute proof, absolute interference, scientific proof. I mean, my God, how much more evidence do we need? And we need the people to now step up and say to their elected officials, either you fix this problem, or we're going to take responsibility as we, the people, and we're going to boot you out. We're going to try to remove you.
Right.
So that's what we need to do.
Right. General, excellent points. All well met. We're going to pick up on that right after this break. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back with the final segment with General Michael Flynn right after this break. Stay with us.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Hey, I'm going to talk about something you've probably never heard of. Hydrogen-infused water and gas. The benefits, from the medical perspective, there is research that shows over 170 efficacy models that improve your health. Everything from metabolic level to sleep to pain to swelling and bloating, weight loss, etc. You want to try this device out. So it looks like a coffee maker without the coffee that sits on your countertop. Very small, very compact. It's therapeutic grade hydrogen-infused water. Go to holyhydrogen.com/Doug. holyhydrogen.com/Doug. For the Black Friday special, they're offering $400 off this device. It's the only place that you can get therapeutic grade hydrogen infused water and gas. holyhydrogen.com/Doug. $400 off for the Black Friday special. Cheers. Hi, ladies and gentlemen. Have you ever heard of electromagnetic pulse, EMP for short? I've got a device here that I'm going to hook up to my car. I've got one that looks similar to it that I'm going to hook up to my breaker box in my house. EMP Shield, empshield.com. Go there and use promo code Doug. EMP pulse magnetic energy can come from the sun. It can happen in nature, but it also can happen from foreign nations who don't necessarily take too kindly to us. Can happen in nuclear blasts, things like that you've heard and seen in the movies. Now, I'm not saying a nuclear blast is going to happen, but this device, the EMP Shield, simple to install. Listen, if I can do it, and I'm no Einstein, you can do it. Hook it up to your car battery, hook it up to your breaker box in your home or your apartment, wherever. Make sure that you're protected in case of an electromagnetic pulse outbreak in this country or around the world. It will protect you. You want to be able to go from point A to point B. Get one today. EMPShield.com, promo code Doug. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings, where we continually display the intellectual immaturity of liberals everywhere. We are with General Michael Flynn today. General, a lot of passion before we took that last break about America's getting involved. Mike Lindell, the hero that he is. I saw him on the Jimmy Kimmel show this week. Jimmy Kimmel is smug, kind of a jackass, to be honest with you. Mike, you know, it's amazing. The guy that created this MyPillow company has done more work, more patriotic work in this country to inform the American people of the obvious theft of an election than anybody in elected government.
Yeah. So, you know, I think number one, Mike did a masterful job on Jimmy Kimmel. And I give Mike Lindell a lot of credit for going into what I call the enemy camp. You know, Jimmy Kimmel, he's a political hack for the left. And that's just, you know, that's a fact. I mean, all you can do is listen to the kinds of things he does. So I give Kimmel credit for bringing on Mike Lindell. I give Mike Lindell a lot of credit for being, really the person that he is. The guy is so authentic. He is, you know, all you can do is read his book, or if you listen to him and hear him talk. Most people don't know that Mike has a great foundation for addicts, you know, and because he was one, and he brings people into that, and you know, he does it totally on his dime. And I will tell you that I really look at a guy like Mike Lindell as he's not only an American hero, but he's the American story of somebody who really was at the bottom, and he rose up to where he's at, but he's never lost sight of his who he is. Mike Lindell defines himself. And so if there's a message in that, Doug, for all of your listeners and anybody who listens to this podcast and anybody who watches Mike Lindell is that's what you need to do, America, is you need to define who you are. You need to define yourself. If there was one thing that saved my family and I, particularly my wife and I, and we may have talked about this the last time, we defined who we are. No, we weren't going to let the media, we weren't going to allow the left to define who we are, because I know who I am. My wife and I know who we are as a family unit, and my wider, you know, sort of Irish clan family, we know who we are, you know, like we say, fight like a Flynn. And because we know who we are, we know what, you know, what our foundations are. We know where we came from. So Mike Lindell is the type of guy that defines himself, and he's maintained a humility that is extraordinary given everything that he's achieved. And now he's trying to fight for the American people. And I really, I applaud what he's doing. And I applaud the efforts that he has taken on to expose the truth. And what I would say to the American people is watch all these things, absolute proof, absolute interference, scientific proof, because what we want is we want the people of this country to go to their officials and say, hey, you've got to do more. We're done with you. We're not going to give you another dime. We're not going to help you until you take this information and get it exposed. I mean, like Mike says, we need to have 9 Supreme Court justices, you know, that take all this evidence and look at it and then make some constitutional decisions. The judiciary is not going to decide who the president of the United States is. It will be the Constitution, and it'll be through the constitutional process. The judiciary, though, the judges, the Supreme Court needs to decide on the constitutionality of what happened. And there are so many violations of the Constitution. The fabric of the Constitution, and particularly the election process, was ripped into shreds, and the Supreme Court has not done anything about it. And that's why you hear Joe Biden threatening to pack the Supreme Court.
Right.
Because he's threatening it. So anyway, I just, you know, my last comment to you is I may sound passionate because I am about our country, but I'm more determined, Doug. I'm more determined than I am passionate. And maybe those two are equal to a degree. Maybe that's kind of an oxymoron to say it like that. But I am determined to continue to fight for this country because this country is the beacon, right? It's the beacon.
Right.
It is the true beacon of the world. It is the shiny city on the hill that I think really goes back to the founders who said that, and many have stolen it over time, just like I just did. And I like to say we're the true North Star, not only for our own country, but we're the true North Star for the rest of the world, because if America falls, you know, where will you go? And there's no other place on this planet to go. So I love this country. I appreciate everything the American people have done to get us to this point. And I know that the American people are not done. We, the people, are not done. And so, you know, I want to say again that I want to say from the bottom of my heart to the American people, thank you very much for all you did for my family. And one last comment, and I'll stop. There's one thing before freedom. There's one thing that comes before freedom, Doug, and that's faith, because they can take your freedom, and they tried to take mine, but they could never take my faith. And my faith in God is stronger today than it's ever been, because, as I said earlier, prayer matters, and prayer is the most powerful weapon system known to man, and it works. And so my faith is stronger today than it's ever been. And that's the one thing that comes before freedom, because they can take your freedom, but they can never take your faith in God. So thank you very much for having me on your show.
Oh, General, it's our pleasure. Amen. I like the words determined and passionate. As you said earlier, we are here on the show. We mentioned determined prayer, determined patriotism, doing the hard work of it all. I mean, we look back at our founders and we look what they went through, life, limb, treasure, and they sacrificed it all. And yet some of us on our side are complaining because they expect, you know, to sit on the couch and let the world's problems be solved. So we cannot be that group. That would make us no better than the snowflakes on the left who we've seen have mental breakdowns. So I appreciate it. And before you go, General, I do want to try to show the folks in the audience that I do indeed. You and I do still have that bottle of wine. Can you see that?
I can. That's great. That's great. I love it.
That's us in Tulsa. And I've got that bottle. And, sir, it will remain sealed until this situation is righted, my friend.
You're going to continue to make that go viral. I love that picture. It was such an honor to meet you. And like I said earlier on, and where I think you are at, for a voice for this country, you're at a threshold point. And I really do believe the American people are going to, like they did for my family, they came toward me instead of running away from me. I think that the American people are going to move toward Doug Billings on determined prayer and determined patriotism. And they're going to find in you a very strong voice for this country.
Thank you, General. That means the world to me and to my family. I appreciate that very much. God bless you. I will actually see you in Dallas. We're going to be on stage together giving some speeches in Dallas on Memorial Day weekend.
I can't wait.
And I look forward to
that. Veterans. That's right. For our veterans. So God bless you. God bless America. Peace.
So long, General. Goodbye. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back after this break. Don't go away.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
When work flies out of control, Harrelson's Own keeps me cool as a cucumber.
When the kids turn unholy, Harrelson's Own keeps my patience divine.
Life can be chaotic, but Harrelson's Own CBD helps keep you calm through any storm. Harrelson's Own consistently delivers you full mind and body in homeostasis. It's an organic, full-spectrum CBD in a refreshing oil spray. Our nano-emulsified technology makes it completely water-soluble, so your body absorbs it immediately. You'll start to feel it in seconds, not 60 minutes. It just makes everything feel better.
Give your life a boost.
It's just the best you've ever felt in your natural state.
Go to harrelsonzone.com to order yours now.
Hey, everybody, let me tell you about Stewart's pain formula right here. This stuff works. I wouldn't steer you wrong. A few weeks ago, I had some surgery, had some bruising, some stiffness, some soreness associated with it. Put a little bit of this on there, and the pain went away immediately. The deep pain from surgery, gone fast. It's not greasy. You can't smell this stuff. Doesn't mess up your clothes. And the bruising healed almost within 4 days. So gone. Poof. Stewart's pain formula. Stewart spelled S-T-E-U-A-R-T. Go to stewartlaboratories.com, stewartlaboratories.com, and enter the promo code Doug when you order yourself some of this. Look, if you've got arthritis, tennis elbow, you're a golfer and your joints are out of whack, anywhere you've got pain, rub a little bit of this on there, and Stewart's pain formula will take care of you. I've used it myself. I'm not steering you in the wrong direction. Stewart, S-T-E-U-A-R-T, laboratories.com, promo code Doug. Get yourself some. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings. That was my interview with General Michael Flynn done some months ago. After I had met him in April, he was very kind to draw the comparisons to Rush Limbaugh and so forth. And we all know there'll never be another Rush, but it was nonetheless a high honor. And it continues to be that with General Flynn. We stand shoulder to shoulder with him. Anyone who would try to convince you that this man is somehow nefarious, a member of the deep state, a member of the Illuminati, whatever, that is absolutely the height of not only intellectual immaturity, it's pure and simply possession of by the enemy. That the people that would put that nonsense forward are possessed by the enemy. There's a picture that was made of the general and I, and I'm going to show it to you right now. We're standing in the offices of Clay Clark, and Clay Clark was drugged into all of this. And I think just finally to put this to rest, we had no idea, by the way, that we're standing in front of this pyramid. It was a drawing that represented Clay's life. We have the all-seeing, powerful God at top, the eyeball that represents God. And then underneath that pyramid, if you were to get up and examine it, instead of giving into speculation and slanderous behavior that only Satan himself inspires, you would know that there is his life, Clay's life, in this diagram. He had asked an artist, a graphic artist, to outline his vision of what Clay viewed his life as, with God at the very center and at the very top. And there have been some that would put forth ideas and speculation that that is the symbol of Illuminati, and that Doug and Clay and General Flynn are all members of Illuminati. And so I chuckle, and this is all of the oxygen it'll get. But those people are evil that would put forth speculation like that. Jesus warned us about people like that, and we're not going to engage, not going to name them. I think you all know who put forth such slanderous lies and craziness, kookiness, a Nutville, ladies and gentlemen. That's what it is, and that's what it shall remain. And so, having said all of that, that's all of the attention it will get. Other than that, I'm proud to stand shoulder to shoulder with General Flynn. So is President Trump and his family. So is Clay Clark and all of us engaged in the Reawaken America tour. Please go to thrivetimeshow.com to get the schedule of Clay's events coming up this year. And if you enter the promo code Right Side, you'll get discounts and other perks over there. Rightside.com. Excuse me. Right Side is the promo code. Go to thrivetimeshow.com to look up Clay Clark's events. And then there's another event coming up in January that I really do want to tell you about. It's in Naples, Florida. And who wouldn't want to go to Naples, Florida in January? January 7th and 8th, Naples, Florida. It is the We the People Fight Back event. In fact, if you go to www.wethepeoplefightbackevent.com, you can get information about this event hosted by John DeLemme and his beautiful bride, Christy. Use my name, Doug, in the promo code, and you'll get $100 off your ticket. So two things people who are possessed by the enemy will say. That either me, Clay Clark, or General Flynn are members of Illuminati. Anybody who suggests that to you is possessed by Satan. And people that say, oh my God, you're charging for these events, Doug and Clay and John DeLemme. How can you possibly consider charging? You're patriots, P-A-Y-triots. That's immature, childish, and anti-capitalism. Don't forget, God founded and inspired this republic, ladies and gentlemen, and he also founded and inspired the mechanism and the machinery by which this republic runs, and it's called capitalism. I would suggest that you engage in capitalism and adopt a mindset of self-awareness. Develop a mindset of self-help. Develop a mindset that wants to strive to become the best version of yourself and to invest in yourself. Don't have a poverty mindset where it's, oh my God, you're charging a price. Nobody who's a patriot would do that. You're a shill. That's the enemy talking. That's the demon of cynicism. And you need to exorcise those demons away from you, my friends, in order to engage in the full wonder, joy, meaning, and beauty that this life holds as described and intended by God himself. So there it is. Anybody who says anything differently, a kook, a quack, a nut, and obviously intellectually immature. And you, my friends, are the most intellectually mature audience of all of podcast land. I don't need to worry about you. You get it. 3.5 million of you every month get it. We couldn't be happier and more blessed. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. Have a happy new year coming up. We'll see you again, God willing, right here on the Right Side with Doug Billings. Cheers.